All right, let's dive in. Today, we're all about Impressionism, yeah, going deep into Renoir's Dance at Bougival. It's one of those paintings so lively you can practically feel the energy. Now, I know what you're thinking, another Renoir deep dive. But hold on, this one's special, this painting. It sparked some serious debate among art historians, and today, we're jumping right into the middle of it. We're talking hidden details, those techniques that make Renoir, well, Renoir, and the stories of the people he captured on canvas. So close your eyes for a sec and imagine. A sunny afternoon in Bougival, this charming little village outside Paris. Now, this place, it was like a magnet for Impressionist painters back in the 1880s. Renoir, Monet, Morceau, they all flocked there. And right in the thick of it all, we find our star, Dance at Bougival. Ooh, two figures dancing, swirling, they just draw your eye. There's this bustling cafe in the background, people enjoying the day, this whole atmosphere of joy that just sucks you in. But here's where things get interesting. Dance at Bougival, it's not a standalone piece. It's actually part of a three-part series Renoir did.
Exactly. You've got Dance in the City, Dance in the Country, each painting giving us a peek into how Parisians danced back then, the different social scenes. Mm-hmm. But in Dance at Bougival, we're in this kind of in-between space, not quite the city, not quite the countryside either. And the way Renoir uses light, those brush strokes, it's not just movement he captures. It's almost like you can hear the music, feel the energy.
Right. It's like you can almost hear the rustle of the woman's dress, the murmur of the crowd. But before we get totally swept away, let's talk about those dancers. Who are they? Art historians, well, they've got their theories, of course. The woman, many believe, could be Suzanne Valadon, and her story. Absolutely incredible. She started as a trapeze artist, can you imagine? But then, an injury ended her circus days, and she ends up a painter, a successful one at that.
And you have to remember, this is the late 19th century. Women were just starting to break free from those traditional roles. And here's Suzanne, a former trapeze artist, making a name for herself in a male-dominated world. Some even say Renoir's portrayal of her, if it is her, reflects this whole shift, this new image of women, their strength, their independence.
It really makes you think how Renoir's world, those changes happening around him, might have influenced what he painted, how those societal shifts seeped onto his canvases. Now, the man's identity, that's a real head-scratcher. One theory is it could be Paul Lotte, a good friend of Renoir's. But, and this is where it gets juicy, there's evidence suggesting it might be someone else completely.
You're spot on. If you look at Renoir's other paintings, there's this one guy, Hippolyte Alphonse Fournays, pops up in a few of them, including Luncheon to the Boating Party. And some experts think that's him with our mystery woman in Dance at Bougival. But here's the kicker, and this is where technology blows things wide open. X-rays of Dance at Bougival, they reveal that Renoir, he originally painted the woman with a different hat. A hat that looks a lot like the one worn by, get this, Aline Chargeau, Renoir's own wife. And guess what? She's thought to be the model for Dance in the Country.
Okay, so we've got maybe Suzanne, hints of Aline, maybe even other muses, all wrapped up in this one painting. It's like Renoir's combining all these inspirations, creating this image that's both familiar and completely captivating. But beyond the mystery of who's who, there's another layer to uncover, Renoir's style, how it was changing. This is a guy who trained in the classics, spent hours in the Louvre, absorbing those techniques of the masters. And that's key, because it gave him this foundation in traditional painting, a foundation that he'd used to build something entirely new. It's like you can see those classical influences, but then he takes it somewhere else. It's like he's blending it with this brand new style, this impressionism.
And that's where things get really exciting, right? You see those bright colors, those brushstrokes, they capture light and movement in a way that those old paintings never could.
It's like he's capturing a feeling, that fleeting moment of joy, that spontaneity, which, well, that's what Impressionism's all about. But then, like you said, there's this other side to it, something more thought out, more intentional.
Right. Think about the sheer size of Dance at Bougival.
Uh-huh.
It's huge, especially for an Impressionist painting. It's like Renoir's saying, look, I've mastered these new techniques, but I can also do the grand gestures, the scale of those old masters.
Like he's showing off just a little bit.
Exactly. And it's not just the size. Look at how he plays with light and shadow. Yeah, he's capturing that fleeting sunlight, but he's also using it to shape the dancers, give them depth. That's chiaroscuro, something he picked up from his classical training. It gives the painting this incredible sense of drama.
So you have this blend of styles, this back and forth between tradition and innovation. But there's one detail that always gets me, something about Renoir's process.
You're talking about those missing sketches, right?
Exactly. With a painting this complex, this detailed, you'd expect tons of sketches, studies, right? But Dance at Bougival, barely any.
It's like he went straight to the canvas, this incredible confidence, letting the painting come alive as he worked.
That energy, that immediacy, it really comes through in the final piece. No wonder Dance at Bridgeval made such a splash when it was first shown.
Oh, for sure. It was a hit in London, in New York, even back then. It's amazing how art can do that, transcend time and place, speak to people across generations. But this painting's journey, it's got its own share of drama. For a while, it belonged to this art collector, Félix François Depot. He'd promised to donate it to a museum in France, the Musée de Rouen.
What a generous thing to do.
Right. But life happened. Depot, he ran into some money problems, a messy divorce, and he had to sell the painting.
Oh, that's always a shame, especially when a piece is promised to a museum.
It is. But lucky for us, Dance at Bougival found a good home, though far from Rouen. It ended up at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston, where people still flock to see it today.
Which brings us back to those x-rays we talked about. They didn't just reveal those hidden details, they also gave us this amazing peek into Renoir's head, his doubts, his regrets even.
Absolutely. There are letters Renoir wrote where he's talking about changing the color of the woman's jacket from white to blue. He actually wished he'd waited before making that change. It's incredible, isn't it? Hearing an artist's second thoughts all these years later.
It makes you realize these paintings, they weren't just created, finished, done. There was a whole process, even doubt, from someone like Renoir.
Definitely. And those doubts, those little changes, they're part of what makes a painting like this so interesting. It's like seeing the human side of art, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But what about Dance at Bougival itself? What do you think makes it still resonate with people, even after all these years?
It's a good question, isn't it? I mean, it could be how Renoir captures that feeling of pure joy, the energy of the dance, that warmth, that sunshine. It's like we're transported to that Parisian village.
Right. It's both timeless and universal. And he does this incredible thing, balancing realism and impressionism. You can almost feel the textures, the light, but then those loose brushstrokes, they create movement, energy.
It's like he's not just showing us reality. He's filtering it through his own eyes, his own way of seeing. And don't forget the emotion in it. We might not know those dancers, but we can feel their connection, how much they're enjoying themselves.
It's that emotion that really gets you. It's what makes Dance at Bougival more than just a pretty picture. It's a masterpiece. Okay, last question. Imagine Renoir was alive today with all our technology, digital art, everything. You think he'd trade those brushes for a computer?
Who knows? But I have a feeling, even with all the tech, he'd still love that feeling of paint on canvas. There's something about it, how it captures light, texture, feeling. It's just different.
It's true. There's still something about a painting, that connection between the artist and the canvas. It's captivating. Well, there we have it. We've been to Bougival, uncovered those hidden details, even got a glimpse into Renoir's mind. So until next time, keep exploring, keep looking closer. You never know what you might find.